This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This with your voice. Doug Steffen in charge, but not in control. Jennifer Horn is here. She's going to spoil everything for all of us who think that I am in charge. Don't kid yourself. When she's here, she has the floor. And the walls
and the ceiling.
Yeah, it's got everything. Okay, so speaking of being in charge, apparently there's a debate tonight. I've heard there's a rumor.
Welcome to the news cycle.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, I tend to ignore most of this stuff because I find it in the light of eternity to be pretty meaningless.
Oh, however, it's fun.
I know. Well, it is kind of. I want to scrutinize to a point the... Let's start first with Trump's decision to skip the debate. Duh. Why would he, right?
Smart and wise and for a number of reasons.
You had an idea. I'm going to drop this idea on the audience.
Yeah.
You said, wouldn't it be great if he turned himself in at 4:30 this afternoon?
Well, especially if you really like, you know, a lot of conservatives have soured on Fox News.
Yeah,
so you really stick it to Fox.
Newsmax.
Their debate. Yeah, their debate starts and they're not going to be able to do the coverage of Trump doing his perp walk into Atlanta like they love to do.
Right. Yeah.
And they'd have to choose what to cover. The other networks wouldn't care what was happening on the debate stage. So that would be a good idea. But instead, Trump's going to turn himself in on Thursday morning, which it'll effectively kill the headlines of the debate, though. I mean, strategically, it's almost as smart as doing it the day of the debate.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But there's a couple of things to note. So you had, there's a few controversies, a brewing, as they like to say, when
really?
A storm's a-coming.
I'm surprised.
So, Trump not debating, I think, makes a lot of sense, at least for this first one, because he's way ahead in the polls, number one. Number two, he's already been president, and it might lower him to be on the same stage as some of these people that no one's ever heard of. And then number three, with Mike Pence on the stage, you really do run a risk from a legal perspective with so many ongoing cases of them baiting him or him just saying something because he can
baiting
be a wild
Trump.
Card. Yeah, or being a wild card to say...
So do you think... Is it that he's listening for a change to the advice of his advisors?
Is I that, think so. I think
much of that.
Don't forget, he was going to give a press conference this Monday, and he was going to show all of his smoking gun election evidence, and his lawyer said, you know, better to do that in a courtroom than at a podium.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think he is. There's no doubt that whether you think the charges are good or not, it's serious to have four different indictments against you. So I think that resonates. But that being said, I'm glad he's doing his thing with Tucker. That's fine. I wish he would have set up like a town hall on CNN or something. Again, counter programming on something mainstream would have been good, or News Nation would have been a great
instead of being on Tucker's. What is that, a feed?
It's on Twitter, yeah. And I think it's hard for people to find, especially older people.
It's on X. What do you mean on Twitter?
On X.
X.
The other controversy, and this has got me spitting nails, our friend is Larry Elder. And he has worked.
I agree
worked,
with you on this, by the way. 100%.
He's worked his tail off.
I've been talking
to the guy all week long.
Good guy.
He's a good guy, and he's been working hard. He barely has a voice left. I mean, he's just been really putting it all out there to qualify for the debate. And the deadline was Monday at 6 p.m. West Coast time. And he turned everything in. He got 40,000 donations from individuals, which is one stipulation. And then you had to have three polls in which you show that you're polling at 1% or more. Well, he turns that in. After the deadline, the RNC comes back to him and says, well, we don't accept Rasmussen polls. Right. Now, right. Rasmussen was the only pollster that got 2016 right. The RNC themselves use Rasmussen on their Twitter feed all the time. They're constantly throwing out polls from Rasmussen, but for some reason, they won't take it because they say it's aligned with President Trump. Mm-hmm. And so Larry went to Rasmussen and talked to them, and they said that President Trump hasn't commissioned one poll with them for this election cycle. He hasn't, so it's not true. And so then Larry said, fine, well, here's another poll that I'll replace from the Rasmussen. I'll throw this one into you, and you can use this. And they said that it was past the deadline, and he no longer qualifies for the debate.
So they're just as much a bunch of chiselers as the Democratic National Committee. They're not interested.
It's turning into that. And I think it's showing that the RNC is looking for any candidate but Donald Trump, and I think they want to do what they can to help Ron DeSantis along. Is what
then they'll lose. They'll be sure to lose if they put DeSantis up. He's a creep in a suit. You've been with me for years and years and years and years and years, and since we have seen DeSantis. I think at first I was interested because he was anything but Trump. And then I thought to myself, as I watched him maneuver himself around, I think what killed it for me with him was when he went after Disney, showed a real lack of understanding of what his state is all about. The largest employer, you're going to torpedo them in your state. Largest taxpayer in the state, you're going to torpedo them to assuage your own ego. Come on.
I mean, I like a lot of the policies that Ron DeSantis has done. I think there's been so much fake news around some of the stuff that he's done. But what I don't like is that I feel like he has created an identity crisis for himself. I don't think that he has the charisma at this moment.
No, he has no charisma. And he has no... what you just said is so right. He is immature in many ways. He doesn't really understand the scenario. He thinks he does because he's governor of Florida. Therefore, I must know what I'm doing. But he has, in fact and indeed, made himself look foolish and, frankly, unelectable in a national
Total turnoff. And this is this is not easy for me to say because this is so funny because when I say these things, because you know I'll always speak honestly about where my heart is. Right. And when I say these things, I get a lot of heat from people in my audience on my show who say, well, it's just you just like Trump so much. You must be crazy not to like DeSantis. And that bothers me because, yes, I love Trump. And yes, I like what he's done. And yes, I'm going to vote for him. But even if President Trump gets elected, he's only got 4 years. I want the Republicans to have a strong bench. And, in fact, I thought Ron DeSantis was the strongest candidate sitting on our bench.
No.
And so it's killing me that this guy is almost like blowing up his political future because he's gotten some bad advice in this race.
Naive. All right. So what about Kayleigh McEnany or whatever her name is that was the former press secretary, said that Trump not being in the debate is a huge political miscalculation. I think we've explained that, but I thought it was interesting that she went out of her way to say that. Most of the former Trumpers, unless they're people
that
work for
them. Well, I'll tell you why. Because Fox was really putting the pressure on trying to get Trump there. Executives went and had dinner with him. Brett Baer called him 4 different times to try to get him to show up. So I think Kayleigh's probably influenced a bit by what Fox wants, because they would love to have Trump there. I think right now they're wondering if people are going to watch.
Nah.
So I think that's a piece of it. I think if anybody is honest and is looking at this from strictly politics, I mean, selfishly, I would love to have Trump on the stage because I love watching him take all these other people on. It's amusing. But that being said, it's smart, like legally and politically, he has more to lose than anything to gain by being on the stage right now.
So Jeanine Pirro has said, and she's a Fox person, for those who don't know, she was a judge. She said on the air that she didn't like narcissistic, egomaniac presidents and would-be presidents who tell lies. Therefore,
welcome to American history.
Welcome to American politics. All right, do you have a guide to the 8 Republicans that will be on the stage tonight? We've gone through DeSantis.
Let's see if I can do it by memory, okay? Should we try this?
Yeah, go ahead.
DeSantis will be in the number 1 position.
Yeah.
The number two position will be Vivek Ramaswamy, who I do think is a really interesting candidate.
I am a little put off
by some of his foreign policy points, especially on Israel, that he's come out with. He doesn't think that we need to have that special relationship with Israel, so I sour from him a little bit on that. But other than that, I've been all with him on board. I think he's been doing a really good job, and he's interesting and fun to watch. Number three will be, I think it's Chris Christie, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
Number four will be Mike Pence. I might be getting these out of order. Then you've got Nikki Haley, mm-hmm. who is the former Secretary of State. You have Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina. And then at the corners, so the end, you're going to have Asa Hutchinson, who's the governor of, or former governor of Arkansas. And you'll have Doug Burgum, who is the current governor of North Dakota. And this is what also, just to go back to that Larry Elder controversy for a second, the reason Doug Burgum qualified is that he's got a ton of money, but you needed 40,000 individual donors. So he gave everybody who donated a dollar to his campaign a $20 gift card to Visa. So you tell me that you have a couple that Larry Elder's turned in. He's done it the hard way, the right way. But you got a guy who's buying gift cards and giving them to people that's on the debate stage.
Yeah. Anyway, I think
it'll be interesting to see if they all go hard after DeSantis or if all of them have the attention.
Talk about Trump. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. All right. Let's talk about his trial a little bit. One of the witnesses says that talking about this, I forget what his name is now, I'm trying to remember his name. He was a staffer, and he said something, and now he's retracted his false testimony, accusing Trump of, or suggesting that Trump was hiding some of the stuff at Mar-a-Lago. I don't think he was hiding it, it was in the bathroom, right?
It was all over the, he had it in boxes.
Yeah. So that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. That's one of the ones I think that has laid an egg. But there are a couple that will certainly occupy and be a problem. The problem I see here is that he's using campaign money to pay his legal expenses. I think there's something wrong with that. It just doesn't feel right.
It may not feel right, but it's legal. And the reason, about how much Trump has gained support because of the legal troubles. There were a lot of people who said that they wanted somebody new until all of these indictments. And those people are donating specifically to defend Donald Trump. So I don't think it's a surprise to those people that their money would be going in that direction.
So the people who are after Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden's come back with a defense. Well, I may have done this, but Trump's received a lot more money than I have, making reference to his son-in-law and his daughter. And their dealings in the Middle East, trying to deflect. It seems to me that's kind of weak, even though it may be true. It's kind of a weak argument. Jen, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 18 After on Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Either just lost a half hour or gained a half hour. It's 23 after this hour on the August 23rd edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now with social media our focus, don't forget our new handle on all of our social media at Good Day Network so you can connect to us. And then there's the American Family Farmer podcast and information that's posted daily at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, and also the same with Food, Family, and Farm, trying to be of service and a help here. That's one of our many goals on the Good Day program. Also, one of our goals is to expose you to things that are trending on social media. So I have something that is a focus on Drew Barrymore that actually kind of concerned me when I first saw what happened in New York. We'll talk about that right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Oh, what's going on?
All right, put yourself in this position. Drew Barrymore, who is very talented, is an actress. She's got her own television program now. She does a stand-up routine. She's very busy, active. I happen to be a fan of hers. I've thought that she was able to bring herself out of that problem that she was involved with in her own life when she was younger, and now really is a great example of someone who's got talent and uses it and is a pretty good, nice, strong, straightforward human being. So she's interviewing this person on the stage at a theater on 92nd Street, New York, the other night. And the audience is full. And this guy rushes up to the stage and says to her, "Drew, you know who I am. I need to see you." And she looked at this guy and apparently somehow got scared after he yelled at her. I don't blame her. She looked quickly. She said, "Oh, my God, yes, hi." And then the audience member kept coming closer. "You know who I am. I need to see you at some point while I'm here in New York." The guy was identified as Chad Busto. Anyway, the security came around and surrounded this guy and told him to go back and sit down. But at that point in time, Barrymore went off on her own for a little bit, and then she came back and I guess finished the interview. But imagine you're on stage. Yeah, think about how comfortable it is for the audience to see that. Never mind for the star. They continued the conversation. She did the interview. Then, you know, this guy, she was interviewing a guy named, I don't know who this guy is, Rap, but he had a new album out, and so that's what they were talking about. At any rate, you can see the video all over the place on social media. As you can see this video of this sailor who was stranded for 3 days on an uninhabited island. He's been rescued. It was off the Bahamas, one of the small islands of the Bahama chain. He's in good health. The Coast Guard found him after he was reported missing. They went looking for him. But imagine you're out. There's been a lot of this summer. People go out on boats sink. They end up on an island somewhere. God love the guy for succeeding and surviving. Now, 28 after, here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, brought to you every day in part by the people who want you to enjoy yourselves. I say plural because this is a good trip for two people, two nights in Las Vegas. Pretty simple message, very straightforward. Dial 800-419-DOUG. That doesn't sound, it's not Doug, it's Doug, D-O-U-G. 800-419-3684. Nothing tricky, nothing sneaky. It's just an opportunity for you to have two nights. And then if you want to spend more time there, they'll help you out with that. Be the first of 10 to call 800-419-DOUG now. And those two nights are yours. Coming up in a few minutes, a deep dive into Mercury going retrograde and the first day of the signs, the astrological signs, being in Virgo with Maria Francesca Trilogy, our excellent and very sought after astrologer. So that's coming up in a few minutes. I was interested in the story. You know, I'm always trying to find good stories about things that happen to people that don't get much notoriety. Here's a high school freshman out in Minnesota where it's hot, hot, hot. Found himself in an unusual catch two. What is it? Catch? Yeah, it's a catch, whatever they call it. Catch two situation. He was fishing and he pulled up a wallet that was filled with cash. This youngster's name is Connor Halsa. He caught the item on a fishing trip. He was out with his family on the Lake of the Woods. So he opens up the wallet and he said some words he probably shouldn't have said. And he showed everybody there was $2,000 inside the wallet, plus a business card, had telephone number. So his father got out his phone. They called that number, and they found the man who owned the wallet, the rightful owner of the wallet. So the father and the teenager brought the wallet to this fellow who had dropped it. As a matter of fact, it was a fellow who had been visiting, a fellow from Iowa. He lost the wallet last year while he was fishing in the same lake. He's a farmer in Iowa. And he'd gone on vacation up there, and the wallet fell out of his pocket. Couldn't find it. This kid finds it, brings it back. Isn't that a great story? He says, "I hope that my grandson takes after you," said the farmer. Anyway, so the farmer took the family out to dinner, gave him a couple of bucks, and it's, you know, those things are so hard to believe, aren't they? Really, get right down to brass tacks and think about how likely is something like that to happen in the real world. Good for both of them for finding and getting together. You've heard many times my reference to the movie The Sound of Freedom, the conversation with that, the movie, and the focus on the horror of human trafficking. And certainly, it's bad that there's so much of it, but it's good that the conversation is growing, in part because of the movie, which, if you haven't seen it, is basically a drama that details a story of a couple, a young boy and a girl, but it doesn't even come close to focusing on the tragic family stories, the magnitude of the issue. I don't know what the number is. I don't think anybody knows. And for, you know, there are all kinds of stats. I'll give you one state. Oklahoma, in the last year, has, on their human trafficking hotline, has received 3,153 calls. And there are people that are texting stories of human trafficking. There are hotlines that are being developed around the country. So it is with that in mind that we think about not only the people here in our country, but the estimated 28 million people who are subjected to human trafficking all around the world. Crime occurring in every state of our country, on our roadways. And a lot of times the roads act as a means for this problem, this offense to take place. So let's listen to Akeem Touré, who has an interesting sort of spin on this whole story.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry, FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Now 43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Maria Francesca Trilogy, the founder of Spirit Mind Body Works. She provides really interesting and important tools for you as you live your life. She has a great approach. She and I are great friends. She's helped me a lot. She's been a certified astrologer for 40 years.
God help. Yes. And love every minute of it. Yes.
I know, yeah. And, well, you're good at it, and you have fun, and you help a lot of people. So let's talk about Mercury going into retrograde starting today. Also starting today, we move into the sign of Virgo. So the two combinations of things mean what astrologically?
Okay, they mean that it is all things Virgo. So for today, August 23rd, Sun goes into Virgo along with Mercury retrograde in the sign of Virgo as well.
This is
what it means. Virgo. Organized, practical, detailed, analytical, and concerned with the order of things. So their goal, Virgo's goal, is to walk in a room, look at it, and say, how can we organize this? So when you think about Mercury retrograde in this kind of energy, we have to look at, oh my goodness, am I going to be overwhelmed trying to get everything organized in my life throughout this period, which will be until September the 15th. So we're going to do our best to look at What are those qualities? They are good. We want things to be organized in our life. We want to understand what the detail is, but we also want to watch out for obsessiveness. So there is a little bit of a tendency that when Mercury's retrograde, we're going to go back and look at things again. Well, how many times do we want to look at something before we say, all right, it's in order now, I can move on from there? And then we have to look at the fact that we've got a big full moon coming on the 30th of August, second full moon of the month, and that's going to be in a sign completely opposite of Virgo, which is a sign of Pisces. So the two signs that will really be affected the most this month are obviously, of course, the Virgos, mm-hmm. and then Pisces as well, because you are going to be pulled out of Pisces likes to look at the big picture of everything. And Virgo goes into the little tiny nuances and the details. So how do we keep everything balanced? And then, you know, there's always so much going on up in the sky and how that is affecting us in our day-to-day is something we do want to pay attention to, especially with, obviously, what is going on with nature.
Yeah.
You know, nature is playing a great big role in all of this. So look at what's going on, where the energy is, and how we can use that to our advantage.
How do people realize how to use it? How do they know? How do you instruct people who would come to you for a reading, let's say, and then you tell them this is how, not only is Mercury, by the way, in retrograde, but all of the outer planets are
yes,
in retrograde.
All of the outer planets will be in retrograde for the whole month of September. So we're going to, how can you manage that? Is to understand what is going on with you personally. And it will depend on what your birth sign is. Some birth signs are going to enjoy this because it's going to feel familiar to them. If you are an earth sign, a Taurus or a Virgo, you are going to a Capricorn, you're going to feel at home during this. It is just good. It's more about how we navigate through our day. And with so much going on around us, it is a challenge to do that. That's why I say to people, understand what your sign is. At least understand your birth sign in order to benefit from whatever is going on around you astrologically. And then when you come to, you know, when you get your chart read completely, it will give you so many wonder. It is. I mean, the tools are incredible. It is not so much a predictive science as it is a psychological, spiritual science of learning to understand your place in the world.
Well, understanding our place in the world and how to take advantage. One of the things about, we've got about a minute left here to understand is whether to start. I think all we talk in general terms about Mercury being in retrograde. Don't start something new. Finish something if you're on it. Is this going
and
to be off?
Yes. We have talked about this so many times. When Mercury is retrograde, of course, you want to pay attention to what you are starting. In the sign of Virgo, who is so focused on detail, so focused on organization, you're going to look at that project and say, should I wait until Mercury goes out of retrograde for these for 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks, however long it's going to be there, in order to get this project moving forward, mm-hmm. depending on what the project is.
All right, how do we find you?
You find me at smborks at earthlink.net. Very easy. Please do. Any questions, any comments, I will be more than happy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There is John Williams at his best. He's always at his best. He's a guy who doesn't know how to hit a sour note, Chucker. He's got it. So why are we starting with Super Duper here?
And actually, of all the great themes he's done, and he's done many great ones, that's as good as it gets.
You're right about that.
Movie music. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't have a lot to talk about today, but I was giving thought to, you know, every time I go on YouTube, all these reviewers or bloggers, whatever you want to call it, that have these YouTube channels, the constant bombardment of trying to take down Warner Brothers DC wing, which is now led by James Gunn. Now, he has Superman Legacy, which he is himself is going to write and direct. He's the guy who directed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies over at Marvel. He was hired by Warner Brothers to reorganize their superhero division. And with the last few movies that have basically been box office, I don't hate to use the word bombs, but major box office disappointments over at Warner Brothers, The Flash, a movie I like a lot, Blue Beetle, which I told you was very entertaining, $25 million opening for a movie that cost about $110, is considered a disappointment. But the piling on and viciousness of just, I don't understand the psychology of why people wake up in the morning to do this, but he does have Superman Legacy. That would be the real re-reboot of DC.
Reboot.
And it comes out July 11, 2025. This people
Good
speculate,
God.
Oh, do they even have the money to do it? Yeah, I think they have the money. They'll find the money to do it. Having said that, I was talking to a buddy yesterday, and if I was running the show, and I'm not, but I think I'd do a pretty decent job doing so.
Yes, you would.
I would really pull the curtain back and stop producing superhero movies for a couple years and re-energize the interest among the general public, because I think we really are at a point of just burnout. It's just burnout. And that's the reason people can go see The Flash and Blue Beetle. It's just burnt out. Not that these are good movies. They're just wrong place, wrong time.
All right. So there's a personal personality profile of Golda Meir, but another one of these movies focusing on one of the most dramatic personalities of the last 100 years, and Helen Mirren is going to play Golda Meir. Helen Mirren is now 78 years old. She's going to play the Israeli prime minister. This mostly takes place during the Yom Kippur War in 1973.
Yeah. Great
makeup.
Kid.
Well, it is. And the makeup, she was talking about the makeup and how they're going to have, because Golda Meir was not attractive. Helen Mirren is. She looked like dowdy and old and tired, somebody who smoked a lot, that kind of stuff. So in order to create, well, Mirren has played lots of these sorts of characters. Didn't she play, she played the Queen. Right?
Yes.
Look at her
bio. I mean, it's an extensive, very diverse bio. She's a great actress. You know, it's interesting because I read a lot of, you know, when you read about actors or actresses getting a little bit older, usually what happens in the 70s, the reason a lot of them retire is because they do eventually have issues retaining dialogue. That's the toughest part about becoming an agent.
Remember. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Shallow Hal body double is saying in a review of that movie that she almost starved to death. She developed an eating disorder. Her name was Ivy Spritzer, and she was
the movie's like 20 years old, though.
Yeah, she was 20 years old.
No, the movie's like 20 years old now.
Well, she was 20 years old then.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So why? You know,
I don't know. Why is this a story now?
I don't know. She was being interviewed, and she talked about how she was comfortable shooting the film, and she loved Gwyneth Paltrow. And yeah, I think really the reason I'm bringing it up, I don't know why she's bringing it up, is because a lot of times actors, how often have you seen actors who gained a lot of weight, like Tom Hanks?
Well, I just read a story. Charlize Theron was offered another role where they said to her, you have to gain 50 pounds. And she did this for a movie.
She was pregnant.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
And she said she refused because she said it took her about 2 years to drop that weight, so she didn't want to do it. It's called body transformation. You know, actors do it. De Niro did it. I think probably the most high when he did Raging Bull, he put a massive amount of weight, and he wound up, you know, losing it all. But in Christian Bale, for a movie called The Mechanic, he became like 98 pounds.
And
also Joaquin Phoenix for the Joker dropped like 50 pounds, skin and bone.
All right, that's tough stuff. I don't know that I'd want to do
tough
that.
Tough stuff. Interesting territory.
All right, Chucker, you're always interesting. Glad to have you here on Good Day.
Thank you, Doug.
Right now, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.